The Nefesh HaChaim explained at the beginning of Shaar Dawud that through our actions, the person can, of course, affect not only the physical world, the spiritual world as well. And he claims, therefore, that the Churban Beis HaMikdash was a result not really of the actions of the Umos HaOlam down here in terms of destroying a building of brick and mortar, but really came about as a result of the fact that through our Averos, we corrupted the Mikdash Shamayla, which corresponds, which is above the Mikdash Shamata, and through our actions in destroying the Mikdash Shamayla, so that ultimately is what led to the destruction of the Mikdash Shamata down here. But it is really our actions, therefore, that can have ramifications in the physical world, but also repercussions as well in the spiritual world to destroy the Beis HaMikdash Shamayla. But now, the continuation of Perek Dalet, the Nefesh HaChaim goes on to say something which is really at the heart of why that is. Why is it that our actions can affect the spiritual world as well? And he explains that it's because, in a certain sense, we are replicas, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, B'Tzelem Elokim, we are kind of like a miniature of the Mishkan, in the sense that that we are comparable to it, in that we are created in a similar way to the Mishkan. Just like the body, of course, has its nervous system, and everything stems from the heart and the brain, and those are like the control centers of the body. So too, the Beis HaMikdash, of course, as well, has the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is kind of like the control center of the Beis HaMikdash or of the Mishkan. In fact, Vilna Gaon, in his comments on the Sefer Yetzirah, on notes, or is it in Perek Dawud, Mishnah Dawud, the Sefer Yetzirah says everything in this world is created usually with six sides, like a die, right? A cube has six sides to it, but of course there's a central point which can control everything, which is really what guides everything and what encourages or defines everything around it. So there's one central point which brings together the six different dimensions of the cube. And that's why we have, says the Vilna Gaon, the Ramchal has this in the Derech Chaim as well, Perikei, where they both explain that it's because in this world as well, we have 6 days of the week, but what defines everything in the world, meaning what gives it a definition, is Shabbos, the seventh day of the week, defines why am I doing what I'm doing during the other 6 days of the week. If I'm resting and wasting my time on Shabbos, so then my 6 days during the week are only to succeed in this world. But if my I'm connecting with a Kaddish Baruch Hu on Shabbos, and I work during the 6 days of the week in order to enable myself to be able to do so, so then the Shabbos really defines everything I do during the week. So you have one central point, that seventh point, which brings together, which is Mitzayif, which defines the six sides of the cube, the six dimensions that exist within the physical world. And so too, just like we have one central point, in the Mishkan, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which guides and defines everything takes place in the Beis HaMikdash, which is in order to connect to Hashem. So too in the body, human body as well, we have a central nervous system, we have the heart and the mind, which define and guide everything that we do as well. And we're created in a similar way, therefore, to the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, because in a certain sense, we're really a replica of the Mishkan. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with the same kind of with the same model in mind. How was the Adam HaRishon created? Through the Esser Sfiros, which we began with, the 10 ways in which Kadosh Baruch Hu interacts with this world. The top three, of course, which are Chachma, Bina, and Das. And so too, how was the Mishkan created? The pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa Vamalei Osei Ruach Aleikim, in connection with Bezalel, Kadosh Baruch Hu filled him with the spirit of Elohim, the one that controls that aspect of the Kadosh Baruch Hu that controls Balakochas Kulam, all the forces in the world, v'chachma v'tfuno v'das v'chol malacha, and he endowed him with this ability to kind of create a miniature Adam HaRishon, or a miniature world, which was the Mishkan. That's why the Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Nun Hey that Bezalel knew the letters Yodei Bahen Oisios Shenivru Bahem Shamayim Baretz. Bezalel knew the same rearrangement of letters, the same configuration of letters through which the world was created, because in creating the Mishkan, in a certain sense, he was recreating all the Marishan, was recreating the world. Or the Medrash says as well, the Gemara says in Mesechtas Megillah on Daf Yud, that when the world was when the Mishkan was created, it was like the Simcha that we had at the time that the world was created. But the parallels between the Mishkan and the creation of the world are obvious, right? Or Gedaliah in his comments on Parshas Vayakal knows that there are many parallels between the Lushainas that we find the connection with the Briyas Ha'olam and the connection, you know, that we find with regards to the Mishkan. For example, the Pasuk says in connection with the creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw everything that he did, and it was very good. And similarly, the Pasuk says with regards to the Mishkan, he took a moment to reflect on what he did, and it was, in accordance with what Hashem had commanded him. Which seems to echo that which took place at the Bria Shamayim Varetz. Or if Gedalia Shor notes that the Pasuk says in connection with the creation of the world, Vayechulu HaShamayim Varetz, the Chol Tzvaam, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on the seventh day, and then V'tchal Kol Avodas Mishkan O Moed, they rested after creating the Mishkan as well. V'yichal Elokim Vayom Hashim Malachto Asher Asa, the Pasuk says in connection with Moshe, V'yichal Moshe Es HaMalacha. Moshe stopped creating the Mishkan. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the seventh day, Vayivarech Oysa Moshe, connection with the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu blessed their activities. So we find many echoes of Briyas Shamayim V'aretz with regards to Melechus HaMishkan, or how many activities were there, creative activities were there involved in the Melechus HaMishkan, 39, and those are the 39 activities that are prohibited on Shabbos, which is when we commemorate, of course, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So there's certainly a deep and intimate relationship between the Mishkan and the creation of the world. What is the basis for that relationship? So Chaim Volozhiner here explains that it's because the same way the world was created and produced, Adam HaRishon, which is the center of that world, and all of the koichos of the world really stem from Adam HaRishon. So to the Mishkan is the center of the spiritual world, and we're created, with a heart and a mind that God everything that we do, and so to the Mishkan has its parallel in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But in that sense, really, Chaim Volozhiner is justifying why it is that our actions affect the spiritual world. We could destroy the Mikdash Shamayla through our actions, because Adam HaRishon is really the center of the spiritual world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now we have to figure out why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this to us. Why did he place us at the center of the spiritual world? And that's Parakeh. But right now, Chaim Volozhiner is explaining, that we are really a kind of a Mishkan ourselves. And in the sense that, just like the Mishkan, the center of the spiritual world, we are really the same as the Mishkan, and that we are the spiritual, the really the center of the spiritual world. The Mishkan is a manifestation, is there to show us the power that we really have. Just like the Mishkan is the center of the spiritual world, we are one and the same with the Mishkan. We're like a miniature replica of the Mishkan. That's why the Pasuk says in connection with the Mishkan, right? V'shachanti b'soicham. V'asu v'miktash v'shachanti b'soicham. I'll create a Mishkan and I will dwell within it. It doesn't say b'socho in it. It says b'socham, within you. Because through creating the Mishkan, we're really understanding, what we are ourselves. And that is that we are ourselves the a replica of the Mishkan. So in that sense, it's really we're one and the same. We look very different, right? We're human beings, and that's a Mishkan. However, really the mechanics are the same. One of the Balei Musar gives a marshal to this. He says you have, let's say, one car. I don't know, a fancy car, whatever. You have a Maserati, and that's a fancy car, I assume. And then you have, let's say, Jalabi of the car. I don't know, whatever. I don't know. I don't want to make fun of any car because I probably drive it. But, some other cheaper car brand. So at the end of the day, obviously the motor is somewhat different. There might be more valves and more bells and whistles. But at the end of the day, the mechanics of the car a lot of times are the same. It's just that the outside of the car might look different. So over here, really the mechanics of the car, right? Every car has an engine and a motor, and, I don't know what electric cars work like, But assuming that, the mechanics of the kishkas of the car might be the same. However, the outside looks very different. So too, really, the kishkas of the Mishkan and Adam HaRishon and really, Klal Yisrael are the same, in that we can affect this. We're the center of the spiritual world. Therefore, we can affect everything that takes place in the spiritual world, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created us in that sense, in that way, just like the Mishkan. So that's why Chaim Volozhiner says it's not surprising, therefore, that our actions, if we do an Avera, it's Ki'ilu, we're bringing, a Tumah Beheichal, it's as if we're bringing something, Tameh, into the Beis HaMikdash, or into the Mishkan, and corrupting it, because we ourselves are a miniature replica of the Mishkan. Just like the Mishkan is the center of the spiritual world, so are we. And therefore, when we do an Avera, we're corrupting, like, the Mishkan. And that's why, through Averus, we were able to destroy, that brought about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash Shamayla, and then Titus and Nebuchadnezzar were able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash Shamata. But that was really only, a consequence of the fact that we had already destroyed the Beis HaMikdash Shamayla by corrupting ourselves, because we ourselves are kind of like a replica, a miniature of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash Shamayla. In that sense, just one final point, which I think is interesting, is that we never find that the Mishkan was ever destroyed. We find the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the first and the second. We never find that the Mishkan was destroyed. It might have been dismantled, but it was never destroyed. And in fact, the Pasuk says, in connection with the wood that was collected from the Mishkan, Atzei Shitim Oindim, that they were cedar wood that was standing. And the Gemara comments in the Sech, there's Yuman, the Fahim Bezim at Aleph, that Adayin Oindim Heim, Adayim Azman Azeh, that the wood of the Mishkan still stands to today. And I think that it stands to today in the sense that we are a replica, a miniature of the Mishkan. The Shechanti V'Sochem, and just like the Mishkan represents the center of that spiritual world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence rests there, so too, we are kind of at the center, with a heart and a mind that's similar to the Kodesh HaKadosh, but the Mishkan, we're at the center, of that world. And perhaps that's why we have one lasting, you know, even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, of course, the Kodesh HaMaravi remains. And that's significant, and perhaps it's to teach us that even though sometimes we do corrupt our own actions, right, we can destroy sometimes our own spiritual world through our actions, there's always a little bit, right, the nekuda pnimis, that little part of ourselves that can never be corrupted, that's always holy, that's always at the center of a Jew, the mima makim karasich Hashem. We call to you from the depths, because in the deep, you know, dark recesses of everybody's heart and mind, is a part of ourselves that really strives for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, despite sometimes the averus that we do. And that's represented by the Kodesh HaMaravi, that one wall that remains to show us, you know, that even though we've corrupted ourselves in the spiritual world, there's always a part of it, the yearns that's still there, that yearns to come back to Hashem. And so too, you know, that's a reflection of the fact that in ourselves as well, we have that dynamic, because we and the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash are really all one and the same. So therefore, now we understand why our actions can corrupt the whole spiritual world, could destroy the Beis HaMikdash Shomayim, because we are, in a sense, a miniature, you know, control room of the spiritual world, just like the Mishkan itself. Now we have to figure out, and that's what Perakeh is about, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this very, very pivotal and critical role. And that's what he's going to explain in the next paragraph.